This year is followed by a rapid review. After the rapid review, there is the same daf from the previous cycle of Daf Yomi with a different ambience and different participants, which may interest you as a chazara or maybe actually the one you prefer hearing. Today's daf is Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're holding a daf Mem Gimel at the two dots, about one third of the way down. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezeu Tzurat Drakon. We learned yesterday that the primary tzurot we have to worry about, even on a kli, to assume that it was a nevad, is the tzur of a dragon. What actually defines it when it's a dragon as opposed to just being some type of snake affair and so on? Ezo tzurat drakon, Pirush Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kosh yesh lo tzitzin ben perakav. It has to have a fin type of thing. Rashi brings its snap here. So it has these extensions that appear between its vertebrae. It's a common feature of pictures of dragons. They're not just straight necks. Rabasi said ben pirket savar, that even though it's a vertebrae, but specifically we're marked on the neck. Om Reb Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Allahak Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's how we paskin. It's interesting because generally the Gemara asks, why say halacha when nobody argues? Over here, just say halacha. So Tosa says maybe it's to mean that if anybody is ever chaylik, this is like an absolute. We spoke about earlier when we had the sugya of halacha mechlal de pligi. Others learned that it could be. They knew that there was, but there's a lot of talk in the acronym about it, really. It's not such a chashuv sugya. Okay. Omer Rabba bar Barachonam, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pa'am achat, hayiti malech achar Rabbi Elazar ha-kafar b'ribi baderech. I was once following Rabbi Elazar ha-kafar along the road, and he finds a ring, matzar sham tabat, and on this ring is a tzurat rakon. He'd like the ring, but he can't be mevatel the avodah zarah. Umatzo avid kochavim katan, a kid was passing by, and he didn't say anything to the kid. Velo amar lo klum. And then matzo avid kochavim gadol, he found an adult goy, and he said to him, see that ring, be mevatel it. He wouldn't pick it up, of course, because then it would be no vitel. The guy refused to be mevatlet, so he slapped him in the face and said, just go be mevatlet, or I'm going to beat you up. So satro ubitlo. So he beat him up, and he was mevatlet for him. So shmamina tlat, you see three things from there. First of all, shmamina oved kochavim mevatel ovodat kochavim shalo v'shal chaveiro. Because he wasn't medayik to see whether this person believes in this particular avodah zarah, you see that it's irrelevant what kind of avodah zarah he believes in. What's important is only that he's an idolater. So he was able to use him to be mevatel. Furthermore, since he also was careful to avoid the child, which would have been a lot easier, Shema mina yodea betiv shel avodat kochavim u'mishamshah mevatel, v'she'ino yodea betiv avodat kochavim u'mishamshah ino mevatel. You see from here also that only someone who understands the nature of avodah zarah, meaning that he's a gadol and not a shoyte, only such a person can be mevatel. Someone who has no awareness of the whole issue cannot be mevatel. And you also learn a third thing, which is Shema Mina Ovid Kochavim Mevatel Baal Korcho, that you can force the guy into being Mevatel, the Avodat Kochavim. Because over here he didn't want to do it. But since he forced him to do it, he was relied on and he was able to take the ring. And the Sfarah over here, in terms of some of the Rishonim, suggest that what he's really relying on is the fact that if it's broken by itself, the guy must have lost faith in it. In other words, if he felt that God supposedly has brought him into a position where he can't resist the pressure to destroy God, can't be God. Well, therefore, even though it's Ba'onus...
This is the Ovekochavi.
Yeah.
Because how... pressure from God.
Well, in other words, how do we know? First of all, the question is, how do we know he was Mavat? Because he says something. If he says something that being forced upon him, we wouldn't take it seriously in terms of Shuas the Darim and so on and so forth. So why should we take it in terms of Bit? Okay, so for that, many of the Rishonim learn that he had to bust it. He had to do an action. But if he does an action, then he's in the same position of the guy who watches the Avodas Kochavim topple in the wind. Right? In other words, is God strong enough to destroy God? Kind of question. So this guy has lost his faith. All right. So these are the three things that we learned. Megadev ba Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was really upset with us, and he cursed it out. Some say Lashon of Megadev is Gidov, which is cursing. Others are Megadev is a Lashon of smashing your fist and being very upset. So Velesle le Rabbi Elazar HaKafar ba Rabbi Haditznan. I don't understand what he's thinking. Why in the world did he have to go out and have the guy be Mevatel if it's a Braita? How did Tanya should say? Everybody knows now. The Braita that says, Hamatzil min ha'ari, u'min ha'dov, u'min ha'mer, u'min ha'gayas, u'min ha'nahar. Somebody who manages to rescue something that the owners were definitely miyayish from. So a lion is dragged this way, a bear is dragged it away, tiger is dragged it away, a group of soldiers, ravaging soldiers has taken something away, overflowing river. Mizuto shel yam, the tide came in and washed something out. Mishlulito shel nahar, a raging wild river that is a flash flood. Or amotzi bisratio platya gedola, or b'chomakom sharabim mitzuyim sham. Or somebody who finds somebody's camera in the middle of Times Square. So in all of these cases, arelu shelo, you don't have to worry about yush, because by definition, abalim b'tiyashim imenu, there's no longer any balut under such circumstances. So if that's the case, clearly the owner over here, I mean, he's walking along the road, he finds this thing, we can assume that they were already mayayish. So why does he need to be mavato? It's ridiculous. Omer Abaye, I don't understand. What does yush have to do with bittel? It's two different issues. Nihi dimina mayayish. From the ownership of it, fine. It's no longer his avodah zarah. That doesn't mean it's no longer an avodah zarah, does it? I mean, mi isura mi mayayish? Why would he assume that because he lost it, therefore it has lost its kedusha? What does he think? Well, it's definitely going to fall into the hands of those pagan Jews? Is that what he's going to think? I mean, he figures to himself, look, if a goy finds it, he'll obviously be mechabed it, the same way I was. So he'll also worship it. And even if a Jew finds it, it's worth a lot of money. No Jew's going to give up on that money. He'll sell it to a goy, and then the goy will worship it. So he figures, well, I may have lost God, but thank God, he's still God. So, therefore, why should you not have to be mevatelit? I did it. Amei ayikarim, since it's worth so much money, certainly he will be mazvin alovet kochavim ufalachla. And therefore, yush is not the issue over here. The bittel of the iser is the issue. Tzadatam. And we know that there is an interesting Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that describes the way that the Beis Din used to check on the edut of people that would come to be made that they saw the new moon. So they wouldn't understand what we meant when we would say how many degrees above the horizon. They wouldn't understand what you meant by what direction was the crescent and so on. So you had to give them some visual aid. So it says over there that indeed the mutzurot levanot hayalo l'Rabbi Gamliel baliyato. Rabbi Gamliel was the Av Beit Din, the Nasi actually. So he was in charge of the whole Beit Din. He had in the upstairs various pictures that he could show the witnesses. Bitabla bakotel on a table, tablet table, in other words, on the wall. Shebehen marea ted yotot. He would show simple people that couldn't understand what he was talking about. Ve'omer lehem, kazera yitem, o kazera yitem. What exactly did you see? And that way he would check to see whether the witness's testimony, first of all, could it confirm to astronomical reality? And secondly, would they both agree? Or there wouldn't be hakhasha in the testimony.
Pre-chosen as witnesses? They're not designated as
witnesses? Yeah, sure. These people may have traveled for quite some time to get there to be a witness.
Oh, it's always a witness.
Yeah, sure. As you never know where you're going to...
They won't travel more than
no, it wouldn't be any point. But you're allowed to travel. But when we get back to Rosh Hashanah again, we'll review that. But in any event, how can he have these pictures? Is this a problem? Umishari, v'aktiv lota sin iti. Lota sun iti. We darshed this passage before in a different way. We're going to get back to that drasha, so don't get frustrated now when we seem to be ignoring the sugya that we had a moment ago. But does it not say you cannot make with me? Elohei kesef, Elohei zahav. What do you mean with me? This means lo tasun kidmut shamashayim mishamshim lefanai. Do not make pictures of the various heavenly bodies, what it seems to mean, that are servicing in front of me. And here the moon services the earth. Amrabai, no, it doesn't mean the moon, for heaven's sakes. That's just a little piece of rock. Lo esra tola shamashim shevshala sot kimotan. We're talking about over a year, the type of things not up there in the sky. I mean, who's interested in a piece of rock in the sky? We're interested in things you can really make. Like, suppose somebody wants to build a house to look like the Beit HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. Lo yaseh adam bayit tavnit echal. Everyone wants to make a porch that looks like the porch of the Beit HaMikdash. Ach sadra tavnit ulam. Or to make a chotzer, which we would be like the Harabayit or the chotzer of the Azora, Tavnit Azara, where he wants to make a table which should look like the Shulchan in the inside of the Heichal, Shulchan Tavnit Shulchan, or to make a menorah, the shape of a menorah. You're not allowed to do that. That's all it's referring to. By the way, some interesting discussions over here. Binogeya. What is considered to be the Tzura? Is it the Tzura of Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash? Is it the Tzura of Hurdus's Beis HaMikdash? Is it the Bayit Sheni? Everything changed. The dimensions change. The shapes would change. There's tremendous differences in the dimensions. And Lemaisa, everybody paskes, it has to be accurate dimensions, not a model. In other words, if the dimensions are different, forget it. It's perfectly mutter. So that's interesting discussions in the Achronim, the Menachas Chinuch. There's another fascinating fact here, which is that the Rambam brings this halacha not in Hilchot Akum. He brings it in Hilchot Beit HaBechira, because he learns that it's a din in Morah Mikdash, not in... Now he understands the sugya differently. The Taisus understands that all the various drushes from this pasuk are all simultaneously kayam, because there's no reason to darshan one as opposed to the other. But the other way of learning this sugya is that we actually focus in terms of Avodah Zorah on the later drushes, and this have different makaras. These particular things. Fascinating halacha. In any event, you could make a menorah that's not really shaped like a menorah. Now, here's interesting, because the menorah, even though it has a particular din in its height and so on, and it has to have the kaftorim and the gvi'im and the prachim and everything, is like any kid who goes to his third grade make a menorah class, knows the various details of the asiyas ha-menorah. So, you think that it would have to be very accurate. But the truth is that the din of the accuracy is only if the menorah is made in gold. If the menorah is not made in gold, it doesn't have to be accurate. It just has to be a menorah that has seven kanim. That's all. It can be even simple, without any kaftarim, gvim, and so on. And it can be different heights. So because of that, the Gemara has to focus on here that you can make a five, what do they call the, not sticks, what do they call it? Stemmed?
Branch.
Five branch, thank you, that's what I'm looking for. A five branch candelabra, a six branch candelabra, an eight branch candelabra, but don't make a seven branch candelabra, because that's like the menorah. Vishal shiv'a lo yaseh, and this is even if it's made out of other type of metal. But if it's not made out of a metal, then there's no problem at all. Why? Because if it's not made out of metal, then it's not even included in the dinim of the, we darshan the pasuk either with the ribui miyud ribui or the klal prado klal. See, if we darshan the klal prado klal, the dinim of the asiyas mizbeah menorah, so then we say just like the menorah that's mentioned is made out of a metal, so too any menorah that would be kosher would need to be made out of a metal. But if it's not made out of a metal, so it's made out of wood, then it wouldn't be kosher as a menorah. If it's not kosher, then there's no problem of having it in your home. So we're limiting it over here to menorahs that are metallic. However, not everybody agrees with that. Because if you darshan the pasuk with ribui miut ribui, then of course it's a much broader ribui. It's marba hakol. The miut is only excluding something that is completely off the wall. What would be something that would have no relationship to the type of materials that the Torah is talking about would be porcelain, cheres. So it would be dirt, basically clay. So that, as I say, the Rambam learns that it's just not polite to have something that is used for the Kavod Shamayim to have it in your own home. So he includes this in the dinim of Moreh Mikdash, of having respect for the Beit HaMikdash. Others learn that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu defined these kelim as having some spiritual essence and connecting to him, so then by definition you are making some type of spiritual go-between, which is not permissible outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees, because he darshins, beribui miut ribui. He says even wood you can't make. because wood is also kosher. And after all, isn't that what the Chashmonaiah made when they couldn't afford to make a real menorah? That was the first thing they did, is they put together a wooden menorah. Kederach shasu bet Chashmonai. Amru lo said the Chachonim to Rav Yosef, ech, misham raya. You're going to bring me a raya for something you know what you're talking about. It was not made out of wood. It happens to be that they used pipes that were made out of metal. Shpodim shel barzel hayu, and the Mefarshim explained the lashon of shpod is that it did not have any aspect of gvim, kaftorim. There were no designs on it. It was just a straight pipe. Nonetheless, it was kosher because, as I said, almost all the rishonim hold that it's a din in zahav alone, which would mean, by the way, that if you made it out of zahav, then you could make even seven, because then it wouldn't be kosher menorah, because it wouldn't have the gvim kaftorim, and so on. However, some are chelik and say that even zahav would be kosher as shpudim. Okay, that's a machlokas b'shoyim. But in any event, it would have immediate application lahalacha. What could you have in your home as a candelabra? So they used metal pipes, and they covered it over with zinc, so it should be shiny. B'chofin b'va'at. When they got richer, Hashiru, the Chashmonaim, they made a silver menorah. And Asa Asa'um Shal Keser. Chazru v'Hashiru, when they got rich enough to afford the real thing, then Asa'um Shal Zahav. That's when they invested in a golden menorah.
This is, they're talking about the
500 pipes. Yeah. Ask the Gemara.
They don't have oil, they don't have a menorah as well.
The Shamashim, are you Abaya claiming that anything that you can't really make a copy of, and it's hard to make a copy of the moon, they're saying if you can't copy it and it's up in the sky, then it's okay? And that's why we're saying that it was mutter for Rebbe Gamliel to have the pictures of the moon in his aliyah? Is that true? Did we not say before, Vatanya, Lota Sun Iti, Lota sun kidmut shama shayim shamshim lefanai bimarom. Clearly, not only things on the earth that you can copy, but even things that are up in the sky. So how could Abaye get away with this teretz? Omer Abaye, no. That drusha is talking about things up in the sky, meaning where you've got the Merkava, and it's by the Kisei HaKavod. I mean, it's really upper limits, you know. So we're talking about the Merkava over there, and that would aser lo asrat Torah ela bidmut arba'a panim bari adadi, would require you to duplicate the vision that the Nevi'im had of the Merkava of the Shekhinah. So you would need the Pnei Aryeh and the Pnei Nesher, the Pnei Shor, the Pnei Adam. It's a whole shebang. I mean, but just to make some thing like the moon, that's nothing. Wait a minute. Oh, you're saying you need four faces on a chaya? If you're saying that, then you're saying that a human face alone would be mutter, because it's not four faced. So elameata partzuf adam lechutei tishtere. And yet, alama tanya, why then did the Braita say, kol partzufot mutarim chutz mi partzuf adam, that you don't have a problem using the various faces unless it's a human face. And we saw before, Amar Ravuna Bereder of Yoshua, mi pirkei de Rabbi Yoshua Shmieli, I learned that the basis of this was lotasun iti is meant to say lotasun oti. That since we know from the Torah that Adam was made ki ilu betzelem Elokim, so the use of the word iti is actually meant to imply that that thing which is Betzalem Elokim should not be made. As far as making a picture of a shor or a nesher or an aryeh, that's not a problem. But a human is a problem.
Does it say we really look like Hashem?
Hashem doesn't look like anything.
What is that this implies?
No. What it means is that since that was the metaphor that was used, in the same way that there's not really any physical chariot that runs around like this, right? It's all projection. But it means that there are remuzim in and out. That's why we have, Kabbalistically, we have the various parts of the body, connected the various sfirot, and so on and so forth. So what he's saying is, don't make that which is a simon for you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Avol shar shamashim shari. it's other shamashim that would be mutar. So in other words, from the drusha that Abaye has, in Achinami, it would only be four faces. From the drusha of Ravuna Barei, the Rebbe Yoshua, we're marbe from the other pasuk, not from the pasuk of the mut shamashayim shamashim. That does not include Adam. This is a new isser of lotasun oti, ki'ilu. Of course, Tosfos asks, so if one face is Aser, what would be the point of Asering the four faces? So anyway, you were already over when you made the Tzuras Adam. So Tosfos says, first of all, if you make all four, then you're going to be over on two Isurim. I mean, that itself is an obvious difference. But furthermore, oh, God.
Yes?
Speaking of Avodah Zarah. Oh. Lord, help us. Sorry, I don't remember exactly where we are from this interruption, but I think we were discussing the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, when it comes to Adam, if you would have the Adam plus, let's say, a shor, so then it wouldn't be Aser, because it would have to be Davka on Adam. On the other hand, if you have Adam plus all the chayos that are on, all the faces that are on the chayos in the Merkava, so then that would be a valid symbol, and therefore that would be Aser. So there's a number of differences that the two drashot would make. One from Lotasun Oti, and one from Lotasun Iti, the Dimut Shamashai. Sorry? It wouldn't matter because it's the entire tsura that we're talking about over here, and that tsura would have included other pieces of half chayas, and that therefore he wouldn't be over according to that answer in Tosfos. Anyway, says the Gemara, no, this is still not true. We know it's not true because we already saw this earlier. V'shar shamashim mishori, you're trying to say that is no problem having the moon. What are you going to do with the brighter that says lota suniti? Lota sun kidmut shamashai hamishamshim lefanai bimarom, not the chariot. Ofanim, srafim, chayot hakodesh, malachei hasharet. How about all of that stuff? Omer Abaye, now wait a minute. There's different nested levels here in the sky, right? I mean, we've got the shamayim, shemei hashamayim, harav. I mean, there's seven shamayim. I mean, which one are we talking about over here? So, I mean, what we're listing over here is upper level sky, you know? Okay, maybe not top level, maybe not Kisei HaKoved. But, I mean, you're talking about Chayos HaKedesh, Malachi HaShores. I mean, these are different things. By the way, aren't these human-shaped? So the Rishonim say, no, they're not human-shaped. For two reasons. First of all, they got little wings. When's the last time you saw a human with a wing? Secondly, they don't have necks. Because of their mahalach yashar, they can't turn from side to side, like it says by the Merkava. The entire thing turns. So there's no separation between the entirety of the organism and its intelligence. It's all one thing. Okay, in any event, this should answer the moon, says Abaye. No, it only answers lo asrater lo shamashim shebimador ha'elyon. It's the upper story, not the lower nested story of that silly rock in the sky. You know, call that something important? I mean, yes, it's called the sky, but that's what it's referring to when it says shamashaya mishamshim lefanai. Says the Gemara, it's also not true. V'shebemadora tachton mishori? And here at last we get to the bright that we already know. Does it not say in the bright of Atanya, Asher bashamayim izmar bechama livana kochavim mazalot? And then mima'al, that means the upper shamayim. That's Malachi Asharet. Okay, now what do you say? So clearly what we're talking about over here is also the moon. This is from the Pasuk of Lotaselecha Pesel v'chol tmuna Asher b'shamayim mimal. It's not from the Lotasun, Oti or Iti. But there it says Asher b'shamayim mimal. And it even says Asher b'aretz mitachat, which we're going to get to in a minute. Well, says Abaye, that's not talking about the Isser of making it. That's talking about worshipping it. Kitanya hila of dam. No. Worship. Even a little worm is the same Isser. If it's lovdam, afilo shilshul katan nami, we darsh that from Asher al haaretz in Achinami. That's true. And we learned that from the end of the pasuk, the Tanya, Asher ba'aretz, l'rabot, worshipping the sea, or the rivers, or the mountains, or the hills. Mitachat is to be marba, even worms that live under the surface of the earth. You know, if that turns you on, you know, that too is usher. But that's all Aveda. We're talking about the Isser of Asiya. You're wondering how Rabbi Gamliel was allowed. I mean, obviously he wasn't worshiping these things. So you're asking, how was he allowed to make this? It doesn't say anywhere the Isser. Lo ta'asun is only the upper Mador. And all of this is talking about worshiping. And therefore, don't confuse the two Isurim. So far, we're talking about an Isur of making versus the Isur of Avoida. Those are two different things. Obviously, we have the other Isur that we discussed, which is the Isur of being Nehneh from that which is an Avoida Zara, which was the question that was originally raised by the Mishnah. So far, we have three issues. Now, obviously, there are other issues. How about having made for you, not making? Furthermore, how about being in possession of and not making and not being Nehneh? So these things we still need to discuss. But in any event, apparently the Asiya of the moon is mutter. Says the Gemara, really now? Asiya gredata mishori? How about the bright that we started with? Vatanya, lota suniti, lota sun kidmut shemashai hameshamshim lefanai bimarom. Now what are you going to do? The original Brita learned it out from the Lota Suniti. So obviously it is asering even the Chama ulavana. Now don't confuse this with the Chama and Lavana that we were talking about in the Mishnah, which is the thing that is worshipped. Because over there, remember, we were talking about a symbol of the Chama and the Lavana, not the Chama and the Lavana. These are two different things. There, we were talking about the assumption that it was worship. The worshipped object that we have to assume is Osir on a Kli is only the symbol of the sun god and the moon god and so on, the moon goddess. But as far as the actual shape of the moon, that's a different question. Now we're darshaning the shape of the moon. So how could Rabbi Gamliel make the shape of the moon to show people that are coming to be made? L'chaira, it's usur to make such a thing. Says the Gemara, he didn't make it. Shaina Rabbi Gamliel da'achirim asula. Other people made it for him. Now Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara simply give the simple answer? When we're talking about all of these tzurot, we're talking about three-dimensional tzurot. When we're talking about the picture of the moon that he was asking them, we were talking about two-dimensional tzurot. Where did it ever say that a two-dimensional picture is aser? Is there no difference between a picture and statuary? I mean, there's obvious differences. A Tosfos here is one of those who are mechadesh. Not all the Rishonim agree, though most do, that only those things that are perceived in three dimensions require three dimensions to be aser. But since the moon is too far away for you to perceive it three-dimensionally, except perspective, but not true three dimensions, because of that, the moon is also in two dimensions. In which case, it's a Dover Poshet that the statue of a moon is a two-dimensional statue equals picture. And so the Gemara doesn't offer this as an answer from Gamliel. Fascinating. Answers the Gemara, Shaina Rav Gamliel, the Acherim Asulo. Other people made it for him, and over here it only says, do not make. It doesn't say do not own. So we had one. Now Tosfos says, wait a second. Isn't there a general halacha? This is, by the way, it's very important you say it. Isn't there a general iser of amira la'akum? Many people think amira la'akum is a din specifically in Isrei Shabbat. So Tosfos says, no, amira la'akum is a general iser in having an akum do something which is also for you to do. Not only in Shabbat. So how could he order this? If he ordered it, huh? No. This is Tosfos here. Yeah. So according to that, he shouldn't have been able to order these pictures manufactured for him either. So that should be, what good is it that Acherim? So he says, well, maybe for Tzerech Mitzvah, they didn't aser Shvus of Amir La'akum, like we find on Shabbos also, the Tzerech Mitzvah, that we're Mekel and Amir La'akum. What's that? Possibly. Yeah, we'll discuss that. Whether there's an iser, even if it's already made. He brings, by the way, which is also Nagia Lalacha, the question of if that's the case, whether it would be usur to have a goy utilize a signature ring that would make a three-dimensional figure of an image when it's now signs into the wax for your purposes. Let's say you're signing a contract, you're going to a notary or so on. And this is what they're going to use. They need to use the symbol, which is a dragon, whatever, you know. So it's a three-dimensional symbol when he stamps it into the wax. So then it would turn out that it would be also because of Amir Liakov, based on this, huh? So he does his brings. There those who indeed asser it, unless the goy brings it on his own, but not that you ask him. You can't tell him, I want you to stamp it with this. But it's interesting that it does his brings this from the Bahag, that this Chumrah was only because he had a tzura of a dragon. In other words, it's specifically the tzura of a dragon we're going to see later on that Reb Yud had in his ring. That's where they were, because since in the Mishnah we're machmer on that to assume that that's something that people focus on, and maybe that's the only thing that was Nesar, and that's how the Bahag understands it. Not because of Amir Eliyahu, but because of Chashasha. We'll see later on towards the end of the sugya when we get to this. Okay, so now we have another question. Can you own something that somebody else made, which other people perhaps would worship? Ask the Gemara, but that's not a teretz. You cannot, because did not Rav Yehuda have a ring where other people made the ring, acherim asulo, and it was in the tzur of a dragon, as the Bach points out. V'yomar le'Shmuel Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, shinana, sharpie, knock out the eye. So, sami inai didain, knock out the thing's eye, so that it shouldn't be an avodah zara, that's sholei. That way it won't be a full tzura.
We're assuming it's already been made. It's already been made.
Yes. Answers the Gemara over there, it's talking about that the ring was three-dimensionally extruded. So it was convex. Therefore, when he had it, people could think that he's actually worshipping an avodah zara. Because we said before that the kalim, those kalim, you're not allowed to be nana because people see it as an actual avodah zarah. So therefore, it's mishum chshada. Over there, it's a different issue. The Tanya, tabaat shechutma bolet asur lanicha. If the tabaat is extruded, so that when you sign, it creates a concave signature. So then you can't wear it, but you can use it to stamp into the wax. Because things in this space protrude when they're three-dimensional. They don't intrude. And therefore, if you stamp it, there's not a problem, but you can't wear it. Because then you're wearing what people will see as an avodah zarah. But it's mutar lachtomba. You can go ahead and use it to stamp. On the other hand, if it's made to create an extruding stamp when you use it, so it itself now is the mold for that, so that it's concave, then you can use it, but on your finger, but you can't use it to stamp. So over there it's mutar lanicha v'asur lachtomba. So you see from here that indeed you have to worry about people thinking that it's an avodah zarah. So mishum chshad, you're not allowed to have it in your house. Now, because of this, you know, it's very common for people to, they have like something and they'll knock out an eye from it, based on this Gemara. Cut off the nose of your kid's dolls and so on. There's an interesting Chochmas Adam that the Paschim, many of the Paschim talk about it, but I mean, what he says is that since we see a nafka mina in the Mishnah between kelim mechubadim and kelim that are not mechubadim, to talk about things that are used as play toys, that someone would be chayshah, that this is where the kids drag it to the toilet with them and step all over it, and it's a toy. I mean, who would take seriously that such a thing could possibly be an avodah zarah? So that it's silly to require people to deal with it mishum chshada, that doesn't make any sense. So that's how he passes halacha, as do many of the tshuvas.
And it wouldn't matter.
Wouldn't matter if it's three-dimensional, anatomically correct, and so on and so forth.
If nailed to a piece of wood.
As a toy? That's already specifically a tzur of avodah zarah. That's like the dragon. So we're talking something.
They cut the nose off that's covered in malach over in Harfield.
Oh, do they?
There's a giant statue covered in malach.
Where is that?
20 feet high.
What? When did that happen?
It's been there about a year now.
You're kidding.
It's where you come through, you know, you walk, you make a right turn, you go down a little alleyway, and it's the other way, and they're sitting there, and somebody, I wonder who, cut the nose off.
I mean, if somebody would have at least given him a bris milah when Michelangelo leaves, you know, I mean, that I can understand cutting off, but a nose? So, Shad, is that if it didn't have shifuyon mutorim? Oh, boy. Yeah, we can laugh, but we're all human. It's all this silliness. That they're moderate. Most of the place, Chayotim, you can't rely on. Yeah. Ask the Gemara, is really there an issue of Chashada? We know the famous story of the Beit HaKnesset, the Shafi Yativ Ben Arda. They called this the Beit HaKnesset, the Shafi Yativ, the Gonim say, because they had taken the stones with them at the time of the Golas of Yechonyo. And they had built the shul with the stones from Yerushalayim. So it was shuf, they dragged it, Vyativ had resettled it in Narda. So that was the place where they would go, they could be closer to their pain of Begin Golas. And the government, during the time of Shmad, had forced the Jews to allow an Avodah Zorah to be placed in the shul. So it was an Andarti. I mean, okay, but we can't have an Andarti either, an Andarti for the king or anything else. There's Osir. And yet, we find that the greatest of the Chachamim went in there. Avu the Shmuel would daven in the Shafi Yativ Shul, and the Levi would be daven in the Shafi Yativ Shul. I mean, Churva, I don't know, but certainly the Shafi Yativ Shul. V'lo chayish l'chshoda, and he wasn't afraid that people would say that he's worshipping the Andarta. So, I mean, even while it was there. So kol shekein, is something on your hand? No, that's different. I mean, that's a shul. Nobody's going to think this person. I mean, if you have some weird thing on your hand, you never know what people think. You've got some kind of fetish or something. But when you're in a shul where other people are there, I mean, what are they going to think? That the old Sibur is worshiping Amidism? It's ridiculous. So that's different. But Rabbi Gamaliel wasn't a rabbin. Gamaliel would be in his own upper story over there and would invite in the Edom. I mean, maybe people would say, you know, he's actually talking them into worshiping the moon up there. I mean, who knows? So why was that not chshada? Nah, come on. Kivan did nasiu shchiche rabim gavim. There's people coming all the time. Always doorbell ringing. People coming in with shilas. Sign this. We need a couple of new pens to give out, Mr. President. Can you use this? And so, yeah, of course, that's not considered to be a yoch. Or we could have an easy answer, which is the prokim havoy. Maybe these tzurot actually did not stay there. They would be assembled in times of need. So if the picture, so if the Edom came in, he would put together these things, and then it was only there for that moment. I mean, then it's clear what it's being used for. Then they can't think that it's an Avodah Zarah. Because, I mean, it's not that it's on his wall all the time. You got this weird thing when you go into Rabbi Gamliel's office, and instead of his diploma, he's got pictures of the moon. You know? Or the simplest answer, it's different for purposes of instruction or study. And that's a remez in the pasuk. The Tanya lo tilmad la'asot. What does the Torah say? Do not. Lo tilmad la'asot kito avot hagoyim ela. So you're not supposed to learn to do what those goyim do, to learn how they did it, because you're interested in how they did it. Over here, it has nothing to do with that. Over here, it has to do with, I need to learn. You're even allowed to learn about them if it's in terms of paskening a din for Avodah Zarah. Certainly allowed to learn astronomy, so there's no problem, bichalal. And there wouldn't have even been an isser, according to many. This is going back. According to many. In other words, Ella. He could make it himself. Forget about the fact that you didn't need to order it. You'd even be allowed to do this lechatchila on your own. Because what you're doing over here is making. That's lasot, lavin elohorot. Others learn that that's a different asiya. That's not the asiya of the pes. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel makes a distinction in the Mishnah between the chashash of kelim mechubadim. And kelim that are non, he didn't explain what that means. Ezohen mechubadim veezohen mevuzim. And of course, this becomes now also part of the, as I mentioned to you, the question about dolls, kibud and non-kibud. Omarab, mechubadim, those are where the kelim have the decorations above the water level. So in other words, it's nothing usable about that area. It's purely decorative, and therefore we're cheshish that it's choshev for aveda. Mevuzim, where it's on the bottom, or on the sides, where of a pitcher, or a fancy kumkum, whatever. Any type of kli. It's not under the water level. It's above the water level, and therefore it doesn't serve actual mechanical purposes. It's purely artistic and therefore possibly religious. Shmuel says, no, that would all be mevuzeh. Wait a minute. You think if it's on a kettle because it's on top, it's not? Of course that's mevuzeh. When you say it's bechubad, it has to be on, let's say, on your earrings, on a necklace, on a bracelet. I mean, that kind of thing is mechubad. So ala shirin, ala nizamim, ala taba'ot. And indeed, there's a bright Tanya Gavasi de Shmuel. Mechubadim means ala shirin, ala nizamim, ala taba'ot. Mevuzin is anything that would be on a yoreh, on a kumkum, on the electrical mechamim emayim, on your boiler, on vishala sadinim v'ala mitpachot. That would be more your dashboard. Some have and taba'ot instead of mitpachot, which makes a big difference, because then it would mean that coins that have these things are also not a chashad. So they tell you what's the difference between a mitpachat and a sadin. It all boils down to the same thing. It must be matbea. Excellent. Tan Rabbanan. Ezehu tzura drakon pirashub shimei ben alazakor sheyesh lo tzitzin ben pirakav. Mach v'rabasi, it means ben pirkei tzavar. Om Reb Chama b'Rabbi Chanina halakha ke Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Om Rabba b'Rabbi Chana b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pa'amachat ayiti ma'alech achar Reb Elazar kafar b'ribi baderech. Umatza sham tabat v'alel tzura drakon umatza uvet kochavim katan lo amar kalu klum. Matza uvet kochavim gadol amar lo batla. Lo bitla, sadro, bam, ubitla. Shma mina tlat, shma mina oved kochavim avatel avodat kochavim shalo v'shal chavero. Shma mina yodea betiv avodat kochavim v'sham shem avatel. V'she eno yodea betiv avodat kochavim v'sham shem eno avatel. U'shma mina oved kochavim avatel ba'al korcho. V'gadev bar v'bichanina v'letek l'rabalazar kafa baribi adetanya. Ha'matzil mina ari u'mina dov u'mina namir u'mina gayas u'mina nar mizuto shel yam. ומשלוליתו של נהר, והמוצא בשרת יפלת יגדולה בכל מקום שרבים מצויים שם, הרי אלו שלא מפני שהבעלים מתייאשים מהם. אומר הבאי, נהי דמינה מייאש, מייסורה מי מייאש? מימר אומר, אי עובד כוכבים משכח לה, מפלח פולח לה. אי ישרו משכח לה, הידד דמי היקרים, מזמין על עובד כוכבים, ופולח לה. תנן אדם דמות צורות לבנות היו לו לרבי גמליאל בעלייתו בטבלה בקוטו שבהן מראה את הדיוטות ואומר להם כזה ראיתם או כזה ראיתם ומי שורי ואכתיב לא תעשון איתי לא תעשון כדמות שהמשאי המשמשים לפניי אומר הבאיה לא אסרה תורה לשמשים שאפשר לעשות כמותם כדתניה לא יעשה אדם בית תבנית היכל, אכסדרה תבנית אולם, חצר תבנית עזרה, שולחן תבנית שולחן, מנורה תבנית מנורה, אבל הוא עושה של חמישה ושל שישה ושל שמונה, אבל של שבעה לא יעשה אפילו של שאר מיני מתחות. רבי יוסי, רבי יהודה אומר, אף של עץ לא יעשה, because כדרך שעשו בית חשמונאי, and that was kosher as a menorah. אמרו לו, משום ראיה, that wasn't עץ, that was שפונית של ברזל היו וחופין בבעץ. השירו עשורים של כסף חוזר והשירו עשורים של זהב ושמשים שיהיה אפשר לעשות כמותם מישורי ואותניה לא תעשו ניתי לא תעשו כדמות שמשיים משמשים לפניי במרום אמרה הבאיה לא אסרה תורה לה בדמות ארבעה פנים בארי הדרי If that's true, semiyat ha-partzuf adam l'chudei tishtere, alo matanya kol ha-partzufot mutarim chutz bi-partzuf adam, om revuna bereder Rabbi Yeshua, mi pirket Rabbi Yeshua, shmiyali, that's from a different posik, lo ta'asun iti, lo ta'asun oti. Abo sha'ashamashim, shori, sha'ashamashim mi shori, v'atanya lo ta'asun iti, lo ta'asun kinmut shamashai, ha-meshamshim lefanai b'marom, kigon ofanim, v'srafim, v'chayot ha-kodesh, u'malachi ha-sharet, om rabbi lo ha-sator, lo shamashim, shebedor ha-elyon, But Shemeldoa, Tachton Mishori, Vatanya, Asher Bashamayim, Rabot Chamal, Vana Kochavim Mazalot, Mimal, Rabot Malachi Asharit, Titanya, Yi Lovdam, Lovdam, Afil Shilshul Katanam, Inachinami, Umi Sefer the Kronaf, Ketanya, Asher Baoretz, Rabot Yamim, Narot, Harimugvot, Mitachat, Rabot Shilshul Katan, Vasia Gredatam, Mishori, ויתניה לא תעשו ניתי, לא תעשו כדמות שמשי, המשמשים לפניי במרום כגון חמה ולבנה, כוכבים ומזלות. וופס, שאני רב גמליאל מספיד, אחר המסולו. וואו, רבי יהודה דאחר המסולו, and nonetheless, אומר לשמוע לרבי יהודה שיננה, שמי עיני לדין, Hatam bechotamo bolet. Umishum chshada, detanya tabat shechotama bolet, asur lahanicha mutar lachtom ba. Chotma shokeha, mutar lahanicha v'asur lachtom ba. Umicha shina lechshada, v'ot ki bekenishta deshof yoti v'nardo, dehukmi be'andarta, v'aveyayli be'avud Shmuel and Levi, umatzle begavei, v'lo chayish lechshada. Rabim shayne, but Rabbi Gamliel wasn't a rabim, he was a yachid. Or you know what? It could be Bechlal, there was no problem because it was the Prakim. Or it could be maybe he could even do it himself. Because Lit Lamed Shiny, the Tanya Lot Yomad La Sot, Avalata Lamed, Lavin Ulaharot. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, there's a difference between Mechubadim and Mevuzim. Ezoim Mechubadim, Ezohein Mevuzim. Omarab Mechubadim Lamalam and Amaim, Mevuzim Lamatam and Amaim. Shmuel Amar Elo ve'Elo would be considered to be mevuzin. Elo Elo hein mechubadim. Shala Shirin ala nizamim ala tabaot. Tanya kavate de Shmuel mechubadim shala Shirin ala nizamim ala tabaot. Mevuzim shala yorot ala kum kemasim ve'amacham me'amayim v'shala sidin v'shala mitpachot or some have alamat be'ot.
Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
Okay, Rabosai, we're holding on to the song, Shalom Aleichem, Rukim Abayim. But now that Sabajash has returned, it appears that we will be able to continue. And so we start now at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis on the Beis. We're back in business. Hamotze kelim v'aleihem surat chama, surat nebana, surat drakon. Yolechem liyam amala. Somebody who finds various kelim, and on them is inscribed the picture of the sun or the moon. Now it doesn't mean literally the sun and the moon here. It means the tzura that is usually used to represent the concept. You know, like the sun with the chariot and the carrying the sun behind them and so on. This is what we mean over here, as Rashi says, the mazal chama. Same thing with the Levana.
Is it its rays coming out?
No, there was a particular tzura that we have to be choshish for that represented the sun. Or the tzura of a drakon, which is a common Rashi. You have a picture right there, Richie, on your Gemara. If you could just hold it up a little bit so that we can all see it. There we go. There we go. We haven't even gotten through the Mishnah. You've already got an interesting thing.
When I get here, 1899, he called me to pay attention and not to paint the whole sun and the moon because they are Zoroastrian here.
We're going to be getting to that. It's not really connected to Zoroastrian, but we'll see. So what he should do with such kelim is to drag them and throw them into the Yam HaMelech. And of course, Michael has just raised an issue, having just been at the Yam HaMelech. Does this mean that you're not allowed to put on the mud of the Yam HaMelech, since it's made of all of these kelim that have That's a problem. What do we do about a dragon? That's true. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer she'ala mechubadim asurim, she'ala mevuzim mutarim. You're only asur if you find these things on kelim, or we'll see on places on kelim, where the usage is mechubad. But if the usage is not mechubad, then we know that it's not the type of thing that is used for avodah. We'll see. The Gemara will discuss in detail that it doesn't necessarily mean the type of kli. It could even mean the placement on the kli. I mean, obviously on a chamber pot, we don't assume that you're doing your tzrachim on the Yavedic HaFavim, unless, of course, it's the right kind. Yeah. Okay. Zok the Gemara. L'meimra de lahani hu de palchi lahu, l'midi akrini lo. Are you suggesting that these lists here, the three things, the chama, and the nevana, and drakon, and only those things are things that are worshipped, but nothing else is worshipped? V'ramini ha-shochet l'shem yamim, l'shem naharot, l'shem midbar, l'shem chama, l'shem levana, l'shem kochavim, mazalot. Somebody who shechts an animal in honor of the seas, or the rivers, or the deserts, or the sun, or the moon, or various stars, or constellations, or Leshub Mikhail Sar Hagadol, or for Michael, nothing personal, Leshum Shilshul Katan, or for even a small worm under the surface of the earth. You know what they call love worm. So Hare Elu Zivchei Metim. Any of these cases are Zivchei Metim, Mashma, that these are things that are worshipful. Listen, people will worship anything they can get their hands on or their minds on, for heaven's sakes. That's not the issue. But if we came to Aser everything, so then you wouldn't have anything that's mutter at all in the world. What are we going to say? That because some Mishugana somewhere worships something, therefore, wherever we have a picture, we have to, we'll end up like Muslims. No pictures. Everything is somehow a worship. The Salrashi understands. He's not just saying a cynical comment about, you know, people can worship anything they lay their hands on. But rather, because of that, that would mean that we'd have to answer everything, which is absurd. Therefore, what we look at is, says Abaye, but Meitzaru Maflache, to take the trouble of making a design, particularly, that represents something that they worship, that we should be chayish for that, it's only Hanitzlata, the Hashivit, Zairi Lahu. These three things are the most valuable and important things, and therefore they will make pictures for the purpose of worship, Upalchilu. But Lemini Achrine, other things, Lenoi Bealma Avdilu. If we find them, the assumption is that they're made simply for aesthetic purposes, not for purposes of worship. Now, Mankit Ripshesh's Chomre Matniata Vitani. Ripshesh's had a habit of gathering together, now there's two different shots, but it's interesting, Rashi in other places brings both Pirushim, the Lashon of Chomre. Over here, he uses only one, and he says that what he liked to do, Rav Sheshes, would be to select the most difficult brises in order to be able to challenge the Beis HaMedrash, and to go into, based on that, see how you could be Mavar the Sugya. So he's using Lashon of Chomre as Chumrah. The other meaning of Chomre is, as Tosfos learns over here, but as I say, Rashi learns wherever he explains Dorshei Chamurot, he gives both of these perushim. So Chomer, we find very often in the Gemara, Kimin Chomer. Kimin Chomer meaning like a knot. And the Chomer was used as a knot that contained some sweet smelling thing that people would put over themselves as a, you know, deodorant in those days. So a chomer, therefore, would be, and Tosfos learns that's the more reasonable shot over here, that he would gather together structural issues. In other words, to put together in one word something that was complete so that you could see the various elements that allowed you to take the sugya and to reduce it to its structure. So he would search out for those prizes, and those were the things that he would concentrate on, because there's innumerable details. But if you get the structure correct, then you're in good shape. And so one of the things that he presented, the Beis HaMedrash, was as follows. Kol ha-mazalot mutarim. Now, any shape of a constellation, or here mazal is used in the general sense of the symbol for a heavenly body. So that became the mazal in the sense of the pictures that we use for the constellations, because we use pictures not only for constellations, but pictures for the chariot of the sun or of the moon and so on. So all such pictures are mutar. In other words, the assumption, therefore, well, we're not clear here what we mean by mutar. Do we mean mutar to make? Do we mean mutar to hold? If somebody else made it, that the Gemara is going to identify. But these pictures are mutar, chutz mi mazal chama ulvana, which of course is what we saw in our Mishnah. V'chol ha-partzufim mutarim chutz mi partzuf adam. Now, any face is also all right, except for a human face. V'chol ha-tsurot mutarot chutz mi tsurat drakon. And furthermore, all types of pictures are okay, except for the drakon also, based on our Mishnah. Now we're going to go through and see what the meaning of this is. Now, let's try to understand that. You say, Kol ha-mazalot mutarim chutz mi-mazal chama ulvana. Take out the word hocha, because that's clearly a mistake. B'mayaskina. So what is the case referring to over here? Ilema ba'oser. Are we talking about the manufacture of such things? Iba Oseh Kol HaMazalot Mishari, is it indeed mutter to manufacture, even not for purposes of worship, any picture of the Mazalot, Vachtiv, Lo Ta'asun Iti, don't make that which is with me. What is with me? So Lo Ta'asun, we understand Iti to mean Kidmut Shemashai, HaMishamshim Lefanai Bimoron, do not make images of things that are Mishamesh Lemala. Mishamesh Lemala, we'll see more details about this later on, but at this point we're assuming that it means any of the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the use of the world, which would be the sun and the moon and the constellations, and mashma that they would all be aser. Ela pshita b'motzei. The only way that we could say that the other constellations are mutter is talking about the right that you would have to keep something like this if you find it. So if you find it, there's no problem of being nene from it. And we'll see that there are questions of isure chashad that are involved. In other words, the problem is, even if it's made by somebody else, you're going around using this kind of thing. It creates a chashad that maybe you're being over them. And this is one of the issues. Obviously, we have the other question, which we dealt with in the opening Mishnah, which is this an actual avodat kochavim, in which case it would be asur b'hana'ah. But that we already saw, whether we have to be chayish machlokes to Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, do we have to be chayish for an actual thing that we would be oveid? That's what we're referring to here, as we'll see. So we've got to be talking, therefore, in the opening case of the brises, in where we found it. There we're saying that the only thing that is also, if you find it, is Davka, Chama, and Levana. Now, the problem is, then the next case doesn't make sense. Because if we're talking about Iba Motzei, Ima Mitziata, please, can we take a look at the next case? Kol ha-partzufot mutarim chutz mi-partzuf adam. That if you find a image, then anything that you found would be okay, except for a human face. And is that true? Iba Motzei, if we're talking about finding, whoever heard of a partzuf adam being asur? You're saying that if I don't make it myself, there's an isser in having a human face? Vatznan. Hamotse kelim v'alayem tzurat chamat tzurat levanat tzurat drakon yolichem liyam hamelach, which is mashma in our Mishnah, that the only chashash that we have to find is davka, the tzurat drakon, but not a tzurat adam. Partzuf adam lo. Therefore, the only way to understand this, elapshita, that we're talking about dosa. We're talking about now manufacture, although we established before that we were talking about finding, not manufacture. And the reason that a partzuf adam, therefore, would be aser, is, as we'll see later on, the drasha of Rav Huna, the Rav Yehoshua, who says, lo tasun iti can be understood to mean not to make a picture of an extraterrestrial. No, I'm sorry. Lo tasun iti would mean not to make something which is oti. Don't make me. In other words, Kevayakol, the Tselem Elohim would be embodied in a human. So don't use a human image. So that's what Rav Huna with Yeshua's drasha. That makes sense. So there would be where we'd have a problem. But then, wait a second. So then Ibo said, now you're telling me that we're talking about making. Well, obviously that's a problem because a moment ago we said it's about finding. But I mean, take a look at the next case. And the next case doesn't make sense if we're referring to manufacturing. Because the next case says, kolat surot mutarot, that any type of tzura is okay except from a tzura drakon, but the problem is, if we're talking about manufacturing, iba oseh, tzura drakon mi asir, is there in fact, in manufacturing, an isra of making a drakon? And we darshan, that means lo tasun kidmut shemashayim shamshim lefanai b'maron, as we said before, which means hani'im, dafka, those things that are indeed shamashim b'maron, but not a tzura of a drakon, which is not b'maron. So what would be the yisur on the drakon? Can I ask what this is before I make a brach on it? I see. It comes without a spoon. Premix. Homogenized, I assume that means. Micro-homogenized. There's no possible way for it to... They said it couldn't be done. Yes. But money has to care.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro.
The baby has to make your own bracha. Ela pshita. Therefore, the iser that we're referring to has nothing to do with manufacture, because manufacture does not involve a drakon. The iser would have to do with bimotzei. In other words, it's the same iser that we have on finding kelim. Kitzan hamotzei kelim v'aleihem tzurat chama, as in our Mishnah. And there it does list the tzurat drakon. So now we have a what was meant to be a brisa that structured for us the issue, and instead it's full of contradictions. If you say, Reisha v'seifa b'motzei. Now you're saying, the opening clause and the closing clause was talking about finding things. Whereas the middle clause only makes sense if we limit it to manufacture. So mitziyata b'osei. Does that make sense? Omer Abaye, well, these things happen, you know, this is Abaye. And this is Abaye Shita, by the way, all that we often find is that Abaye says, indeed so? Reisha v'seifa b'motzei, mitziyata b'osei. Rava Amar, Kula Bimotzei. All of the cases are talking about finding. So then why, how do we explain the middle thing in which we're saying that it's also Bimotzei? I thought it's only Partsuf Adam we're talking about is Dafka manufacturing. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Afdmut Menika. Rabbi Yehuda says that there would also be an iser in if you find a image of a human nursing mother, and also a sarafis, which is now turned into sarafis. And sarafis, interesting that we showed him learn, is a lashon of Yosef. Sar, he was in the Beit HaSohar, who became now the one who became a sar, afis, this mephis on the world, and so on. Others learn, sar is a lashon of one who saw, who was appointed for seeing, and of course that's the whole mile of Yosef is shor, shor is lashur, is the sea. So sar would be shur, would be shor, would be Yosef. And then the afis, so he needed to see what the world needed, and then to go and to take care of it. Chava as well, is Menika, so as the Gemara explains, the Sarafis is Al Shem Yosef, Shishtsaru Mefis, again, it's Pachlokas, what that means, Eskalolam Kulo, and that would only be, of course, if it really is meant to be that. The way to see that is Hudanaket Kiruva Velchachaya. It's only if he's holding a basket or a symbol of plenty and pouring it out to the world. It's interesting that that's the. Well, yeah, I mean, but that image that Yosef himself, which is becomes the ego, becomes the symbol of, we talked about Yisod yesterday, but just the symbol of the cornucopia, essentially, which is also, you know, carne reim carnaz, is also the gay, the same idea.
Apis, no?
Huh? Apis? Yeah, do you have a picture, by the way, of Serapis?
Yeah,
the woman
that's
talking about him. It's a man. It's a man, yeah. No, yeah. One hand is. I think he's referring to the thing on his head. Yeah, apparently.
It's a measuring cup in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can catch it, it's a little bit small. But apparently this was extremely common. So it measured out the kokayo, and that's what they might. It's measuring out to the world what it needs. So the getter of chok or mechalkel dvarav v'mishpat, which is also mechalkel, as Yosef is called kalkel in Tanakh, is referred to. And when it comes to the other image, the other image would then be a Dmut Menika, would be Al Shem Chava, and that would be that she's there nursing the world. So the Hidanakta Bain, the Komenika, of course we know the more recent usage of that in Christianity, but it's the same, ultimately draws back the same idea, Heim Kol Chai, the sense of woman as being the source of nourishment and nursing to the world, became, you know, the image of Mary and the child and so on. But the, so, well, yeah, or early in pagan worship, of course. We'll see. We'll see as we go what we're talking about. Obviously, we haven't clarified over here. We're talking about three-dimensional things. Are we talking about only pictures? Are we talking about an entire body? Are we talking about only a head? I mean, these are very important issues that will become clear in the sugya, but more so in the poskim, which I'll mention as we go ahead. Yeah.
Can I please summarize the Ozek and Mosek issue here with that?
Well, we have a machlokas, and I have a Rava. Basically, according to Rava, we don't want to say that the Reisha and Seif are different than Mitzias, and therefore we learn that it's going for the other. And according to Reb Yehuda, there are pictures of Adam that are usher even the Mutzei. And those are not just any Adam, but it means an Adam who represents some power, whether it's in terms of Seraphim, because I'll shame the concept of Yosef, that it's an image of Yesod on some level that becomes worshipable, that we see, you know, in Jewish history, was the time of the Shvatim on Yosef. That's what he will become. And indeed, apparently, that idea is what we are saying. It's Hashem Yosef. And the idea of women, or womanhood, as being a source of nourishment. That means identifying a type of Tsar concept, which is represented by some element of Adam. That's Rav Yehuda. According to Abaye, it would be in any person, and it's talking about manufacture. And in manufacture, there is indeed a problem with Tzuras Adam, as we'll see. Again, whether we're talking about three-dimensional or two-dimensional, that'll become clear as we go. Tanya Rabbana. Ezeu Tzurat Rakon. There's innumerable ways to draw it. Does it mean like a snake? Would a snake be a Rakon? I mean, what? Pirish Rav Shimon Elazar. The identifying issue on the drakon is koshiesh lo tzitzin bein prakav. If it has there's two lashon, tzitzin often means hair, the tzitzit roshi that we find. Probably over here, as Rashi brings, it's the targum, snapir v'katzeset, snapir is kaskasin. Snapir is a tzitzin, and that seems to be what's referring to here, which shows up in that little picture. As we'll see in a moment, the Gemara says that when he says that it has these pictures of fins and so on, that is referring to Dafka Bein Pirkei, as Ravasi points out, Masli Ravasi Bein Pirkei Tzavar. You come well prepared.
Wow.
I thought we were going to actually turn it to one.
Can you do that for about
you can't have a question? No, I made a mistake. I corrected myself. So in the picture, someone just lifted his shirt, was about to turn into Superman, and turned instead into a dragon man. The picture with the dracon, again, if you take a look, has indeed a fin right around the neck. You see those little extensions? Can I show it around? This is a little bit of a seahorsey dracon, but nonetheless, you can see the
sea dragon.
So now the question is, can we eat this?
No, it doesn't have the kaskasin, it only has the snapir.
But all the stories, the impenetrability of the is because of the kaskasin.
Oh, of the drakor. Yeah. Yes. Right. If you want to kill one, you have to find a spot
right, where the scale is missing, right. Or in between the scales.
And that's the koach. Amber of Kama Berebi Hanina, Halacha Grub Shimon Ben Elazar, that in fact is the defining element of a drakon. Amber Rabba Barbachana Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. You know, I was once walking behind Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, Umasar Sham Taba. Now, he found a ring, V'aleh Tzurat Drakon, and he liked this ring, but it had a picture of a drakon on it. So what he did is he found this kid that was walking by. It was a guy, but when he saw he was young, he just let him go. But then Matzal Veko Chavim Gadol, then he found an older guy, and he said, okay, I want you to step on it and be mavato on it, spit it, whatever, but show that you don't believe in it. No, no, no way, I won't do it. Lo bitla, smacked him across the face, then do it! Okay, okay. Ubitla. Anyway, Shema Min Atzlat. We learned from that three things. First of all, Shema Min Oved Kochavim Avatel Avadot Kochavim Shelo Visho Chavero. From here we see that you can pick anybody at random. It doesn't matter whether this particular person necessarily was a worshiper of that thing. Mishma Min Yodei Abitiv Shel Avadat Kochavim Uvishamshem Mevatel. Furthermore, you see that a child wasn't useful because he has to at least understand what it's all about, and he was too young to be mavatel. It certainly would have been easier to smack up the child, right? You furthermore see that you can force the guy into doing the bitul, even though he wouldn't do it on his own. You might think, well, so, I mean, what kind of bitul is that? He's only going through the motions. But there's actually a number of different ways of learning that, whether it includes, some learn that it includes literally bal korcho, which means even ba'ones, as you hold a gun to his head, which is a problem because l'chora ba'ones, it's not an act at all. So, I mean, some are makasha this with the shita that we had yesterday of Rish Lakish, about the very fact that this could happen is a proof that this thing is not protecting me. He said, and then let's move to me'aleah. If I can be forced to step over it, so it must not be a very strong image of God, you know. Okay, I mean, to say Baal Kocho means Ba'onet is not, I don't see that that's necessarily a tremendous raya. I mean, it's a sotro, you know. Oh, sotro, all he did was smack him across the face. I mean, the guy had a choice to fight it out.
Is it like a get that he really wants to and will help him?
There are those who even suggest that idea doesn't apply to a guy, by the way. When the Rambam explains that, he explains it specifically in terms of Jews. And he says, because the Ratzon of a Yisrael is sort of, however, there's some who compare it to that in the Achronim. And they say that Avodat Kochavim is Minei Uvei, a constant need to project, because nobody really believes in this garbage.
Fixation.
Right. And a fixation, basically, people really would like to lose. They just can't afford to. So that if you give them the option, so to speak, then they grab that option, even though they seem to be resisting it. So, okay, that same idea would then apply to psychological issues like this. And there's some who actually say that over here. But as I say, I don't see persons, the Gemara is a tremendous riot to that. And yet there are achronim that take the Gemara to mean that. You know, this is Baal Kocho means.
Child of Adar mean bird by
mitzvah? No. It means Yodea Batib. Doesn't necessarily have to be counted. That we see also in the Rambam Magabi other dinim, in terms of what defines cotton Magabi, can use them by an akum. Magadi bar Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina was really, oh gosh, that was a crazy thing. But let's play the Rabbi Lazar Kafa Baribi. Doesn't Rabbi Lazar Kafa Baribi hold a brisa, as we'll see, on the Tanya. Hamatziel min ha'ari, min ha'dov, min ha'namer, min ha'gayas, min ha'nahar, mizut ha'shayam, shluvi ha'toshal nahar. Somebody who saves something from a situation which nobody else could have it. So something is going to be taken by a lion or a bear or a tiger, oh my. Or whether it's an invading army or an overflowing river or whatever. Or amotzi b'sratya plati g'dor l'bekol makom sh'arabim mitzuyim sham. So that's like the whole sugya that we had about Mitzvah. Now, how is it that he needs the person to be mivatelet? I mean, isn't the yush from a thing per se, isn't that essentially saying, forget it, I have no connection with this any longer? So the Gemara, why does yush have anything to do with bittul? He made sense that the particular item in its physical manifestation here, he cannot own any longer. It's lost. But that doesn't mean that Misura, we've seen that sense of Isura yesterday with Machlokas, how to understand it, Machlokas between the Aruch and Rashi. But it means from that which enables it, from that spiritual koach, whether it means literally Yisrei, which is a lashon of its spirit, or whether it means Mamish Isura, and we're being mechana the spirit as that which is usher. But in any event, why would he not believe it still to be embedded wherever it is, with whatever strength it has? The fact that it's lost to him, and in terms of Baalut, doesn't mean that it has lost itself. Like the Gemara always talks about in Aveda. I mean, Mashal the Ma'adavar Daima, and Aveda, whatever it is, it is. I mean, it's only lost to you. It isn't lost to itself. So the Yisur Mikayayish, I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is, obviously, that he senses that because he's absolutely lost any ability to control where this thing ends up, so therefore he's assuming that wherever it will go, it will be used viciously by people who found it, and therefore forget it. But that's not true. Meimarama, he says to himself, you know, one day this will be found by someone. So if it's found by an Oved Kochavim, great. He'll see it as something that is worthy of worship, and he'll worship it further. So Milflach Balchimah. And if a Jew finds it, well, what's he going to do? I mean, he's not having a Jew with money. You know, it's all about money. He'll find somebody to sell it to, of course, right? So, either the Damea Yekarin, Mazgin, and Lovit Kachamu, Falakwa. He's going to want to get his best of his money. Where's the best of his money? What's melted down? The best of his money is to sell it to some church. And therefore, he's not Miyayish from that element of it.
Why don't we say the same thing as an honest, that if the image couldn't save itself?
Because it doesn't need to be saved here. Maybe it's searching for a new owner. So I'm saying, it nothing affects it. Well, what's the problem?
Precious.
Tanan Hudson. The Muz Tzurot Livana. Hayolah l'Ramdaniyo b'aliyato b'tabla b'kotel shebehem ha'retet yotot v'melem kazeritem o kazeritem. Now, we know that in the Mishnah it describes the examination of the witnesses when they come to tell us about the vision that they had of the new moon. So the Rebbe Gamliel would examine them with various charts in his room, in which he would show them the image of the moon vis-a-vis the horizon and ask them what did it look like, and did it look like this or like this? And so how could he have that? I thought we said lotasun iti, lotasun kidmut shemashayim shamshin lefanai. So you're not supposed to have then pictures of the moon. Omer Abaye, no, says Abaye, that the Torah doesn't offer pictures. Lo asra Torah la shamashim shepshar la'asot kemultam. I mean, the thing that the Torah was offering were things that you really could create an image of, like Kidatanya, lo yase adam bayi tavnit hechal, achsadra tavnit ulam, chatser tavnit azara, shulchan tavnit shulchan, menorah tavnit menorah. Your person should not duplicate in his home. Oh, did they have our psychology down, huh? Let me just drive through deal. Should not duplicate a home that looks exactly like the Beit HaMikdash, or achsadra, or a porch that's made like the porch of the Ulam, or a yard that looks like the Azora, or the Shulchan that looks like the Shulchan in the Beit HaMikdash, or the menorah that looks like a menorah. We say it looks like a menorah. We mean literally. I mean, who else says Shalchamisha, Shalchisha, Shalchmona, Shalchiva? You could make a menorah. Yes. I'm sorry, Shalchmona. Sorry. Okay, let me just finish the line because the interruption caused me this. The Shalchiva lo yaseh, but don't make up seven kanim. So in other words, because seven kanim was the menorah. But you can make five or six or eight. But seven you shouldn't make up filosh shar minei metachot, even of other types of metals. And in this review to America, you can't even make shel eitz lo yaseh. You can't even make out of wood, because the Beit Chashmonai, who had to make an emergency menorah, they made it out of wood. Omrulo, no, they didn't. Mishom raya, they used metal. Shpudin shel barzel hayu, but umechupim beba'at, they had it covered over with other things, a zinc cover over there that looked like maybe, but it certainly wasn't a wood menorah. And then it has shiru asum shel kesef, when they could afford better, they made better, and they made it out of silver, they couldn't afford gold yet. And chazur v'hashiru, when they got richer yet, asum shel zahav. So then they went ahead and they made it out of gold. But in any event, to the Maya, it seems pretty clear to me from here that the only thing that the Torah is answering are things that in your hands are to create a dugma. I mean, it's certainly not in your hands to create a moon. You could draw a moon, but that's not. Well, we'll get there. Well, but you can't create something that's really like the moon. And so, Mimela, that wouldn't be us. And the Gemara is going to obviously not end with this. We'll see that there is a problem. But by the way, there's some very common problems with this menorah business, because of course the menorah is very common to have as a, you know, the siman and shawls and things like that. And the question is, how much of this is osur? It's interesting. I've had people ask shilas about this in Atikot, so an actual practical shilas. We'll get to that.
We're 100 feet away from the menorah.
Yeah, we'll get to the Kadosh menorah in a couple of minutes. So the question over here is whether any shape at all is osur. I mean, does it have to be shaped like the menorah with kaftorim, yuvim, brachim? I mean, the menorah seems to say that that's all not ma'akev.
What's the word tavnim?
Tavnim would mean the general surah, according to that. Because otherwise, why are we saying the number of kanim? Why don't we say, you know, if it doesn't have kaftorim on it? So it's a mashman, it's a very general kind of thing.
An OG area, there's this big building which everybody calls the Bet Midrash.
Oh, really?
It looks like, if anybody's seen it,
the bell, the bell building.
Anyone calls it that?
Oh, yes, the bell's
Bet Midrash. They all call it that.
It does have a very strong general sense of it. So, Reb Moshe actually has a tshuva on this. There were many, many tshuvas written about this throughout the generations. And he learns that things that are ma'akev, but again, I mean, he's mistamech on earlier tshuvas, things that are ma'akev, the menorah, are also mutter. In other words, if there's the kastorim, the imprachim, these things are ma'akev, but things that are ma'akev wouldn't be a tshuvas menorah, bichlal. So Rav Avadya Yosef, for instance, has a shayla about electrical menorahs like that, that are made kitzuras ha-mishkan. And he's a mechadish, and since they have no Beit Kibul at all, they can't be called a menorah. The menorah requires a nair. I mean, it's missing the basic requirement of the menorah. So how can it be a menorah?
A replica of a menorah, as long
as long as it doesn't have a Beit Kibul. Right, so there's no place for oil, so how can it be a menorah? And it's not a lamp. It's not a lamp, it's certainly not a menorah. It's interesting approach, but anyway, there's a lot of reason to be machmer, because there are people who said the very fact that it's meant to be throughout menorah is what answers it.
Kaftorim implies spudim.
Implies what?
Spudim. It's not a single.
What requires spudim?
They made first spudim, which are individual sticks. It sounds like, and then
for sure.
Right, but then Atzaum, they made them the sticks.
Yeah.
So it's not making one menorah.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, but wait, so in other words, you're telling me that the sun and moon are mutter, but that's the braisa. Shamashim shiyab shala asot kibot tam yishari. How is that mutter? Vatanya, lo tasun iti, he said, means lo tasun kibmuch mashai. Hameshamshim lefanai bimaron, which means that things that you cannot really make an image of are nonetheless osur. So how could you say that it's only things bedavka that you can make an image of? Amar Abaye, lo asra Torah ela bedmut arba panim ba'adi hadadi. The Torah was only asuring the vision of the mishamshim that is given to the Nevi'im. The vision of the Mishamshim is the Merkava. So if you make an image of a Chaya that has the four faces, the Shor, the Adam, the Aryeh, and the Nesher, that's what's Asur. But anything else is just your imagination, basically. So anything else would be Mut. So wait a second, that also doesn't make sense. Because now you're saying that the Dmut Adam itself is only Asur, because it's part of the Merkava with the other Chayot, which would imply that just a picture of an Adam itself would be Mutar. Oh boy, we're driving us crazy, because before we said the opposite. I mean, I've done that. So, Mehata Patsuf Adam Lechudei Tishtere? Then you're saying I could manufacture Patsuf Adam. So, Allah Matanya, why did we say Kola Patsufot Mutarim Chutzvi Patsuf Adam? Well, we just discussed that. That you certainly can't make a picture of an Adam alone. And now you're telling me you can't make a picture of the Merkava that includes the face of the Adam if it's, and only if it's together with the Pnei Shor and the Pnei Aryeh and the Pnei Nashon. Isn't that a contradiction? Om Ravuna Breda Rav Yehoshua, and this was the Ravuna Breda Rav Yehoshua we were referring to at the bottom of Amud Beis before, when we said that, yes, it's going Alibe, who darshans lotasun iti, means lotasun oti. There's a separate insert, don't make me. So Yochel, the tzura of an Adam is a remed to the muskona, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaped, so to speak. So that's Kitzel of Elohim. And that indeed is Asur. But Avashar Shamashim, other things, which I'm claiming, says Abaye, would include the sun and the moon and so on, those things would be mutar. Of course, Tosus asks the obvious question on here, that's just another day. I mean, if you're telling me that there's an Isra of Lota Sunoti, so then what's the point of saying that there's an Isra of the Arba, of the Arba Panim, if the Arba Panim already includes the Adam? If Adam alone is Asur, so then what's the point of mentioning that you can't make the Tzura of the Merkava, which would be Asur anyway because of the Tzura Sodom on it? You can't make those four Panim without having a Tzura Sodom. And if the Tzura Sodom itself is Asur, then you're not adding anything.
Not the whole
Well, that's not absolutely clear. We'll talk about that in a moment, too. Tosus suggests that, first of all, it may just be to add an additional Isser. So it would be two separate Isser. And one of the Lotasun, O-T, one of the Lotasun, the Mishamshim. Or, Tosus says, the difference would be, let's say you found the Tzuras Adam, which wouldn't be Isser, and now you're going to be mashlim with that Tzuras Adam the other three faces. So now you will end up with, by not even making it, you'll end up with the Yisr because you made the other Tzuras and added it to the Tzuras Adam. So now you have this. Which would be that according to him, the Yisr is, that there's two separate issues here. In other words, what is it that you manufactured in the end does not mean that you had to be the one to manufacture all of it. So as long as what you did was part of the Yisr, you'd be over even though you're mashing it by adding something that you didn't make yourself. I mean, so he says these are two separate tourism. So in any event, Abaye is still tiny, that there's a way I could learn that there was no problem for him. And I'm Leal, because after all, I mean, the moon is not the Partsufis on the Merkava. The Yisr of Adam is a unique Yisr of Rabbuna Brei Rabbi Yoshua. And so we're left without any bokker for an Yisr of having charts of the pictures of the moon. That's not a problem.
So he doesn't learn the way we learned before.
Yes, he does. But we don't know what that means yet. He's timing that only means elements. Right. So now the Gemara will ask now further on him. V'shar shamashim nisharit. Is it, however, true that other shamashim, other than the dmut hamerkava, are they indeed mutar? How about expanded brides over here? Vatanya, lotasun iti, meaning lotasun kidmut shamashayam shamshim lefanai b'marom, includes ofanim, srafim, chayot hakodesh, malachi hasharet. I mean, so if any type of image that you have, in which, again, Tosfos says, in which we find that there's a vision given over to Nevi'im, so it looks like a person with wings. I mean, so, you know, okay, fine, that's a one particular way of, dreaming up a tzura for a malach, even though there is no real such tzura. I mean, well, the truth is, I mean, I might as well point out now, that the problem over here is that we seem to be including in this things that have an actual tzura with things that don't have an actual tzura. And the difference between them is extremely important because, as we'll see, I mean, Tosfos really speaks this out beferish in Yuma, not here, but it's clear also from the Rambam, although there is a machlokas, that even though there's one pasuk over here, lotasuniti, so we're going to darshan that to mean keneged the menorah on the one hand, or keneged malachi hashoreis on the other hand, that each type of thing is understood in and of itself. In other words, if I'm talking about making something that can actually be made, so then I mean actually making it. I don't mean making a picture of it. So a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional thing, such as a menorah, would not be also according to those. Because it's understood. If you say, don't make the menorah, you mean don't make the menorah the way you would make a menorah. On the other hand, if we're talking about don't make the moon, which we'll see in the end we do have, so then you never see a three-dimensional moon. So how, if you never see a three-dimensional moon, then you are because it's simply too far for you to pick out three dimensions on it. Right? It looks three-dimensional because your mind creates three-dimensional, but all you see is a disc. You have absolutely no information for your brain to create three dimensions, right? Yes or no? That's not.
I might say the same thing about any ball. When I see a ball, I see two dimensions. But I see
good heavens. We're talking scientifically, sir. You are a scientist. Yes. So if you see this, you are seeing three dimensions because the image here, which is going to that eye, is different than the image here going to that eye, and your brain is constructing a three-dimensional image. Correct? Now, Shaintian, if I take this far enough away that there's no difference in the parallax between your eyes, you're doing two dimensions. So now, if you look at the moon, you never see three dimensions. You'd only see three dimensions if you were capable of watching the moon from two completely different perspectives on opposite sides of the Earth, or at least, you know, far enough away to get that parallax. We never see that because... Sorry, didn't mean anything. Because our eyes are too close together. Okay, so we don't see three-dimensional moons. So because of that, Tosis is machadish, therefore the Isser has to be understood as making a representation of what you do see. What you do see is two-dimensional. Now the question is, so what about Malachim? We don't see anything. So there the issue is, once again, is addressed in the Rishonim in detail, that since the image that is given to the Malach is by definition imaginary, because it appears in your mind, it doesn't appear as a physical image. But the image that's given over into your mind is a full three-dimensional image. I mean, why should a novi see only in two dimensions? Because your brain is capable of perceiving three dimensions. I mean, mainly the image that's put into your mind is seen as three dimensions. In which case, the issue would also be a three-dimensional image, perhaps. That's a machlokas. But even as such things, huh?
That might not follow, because...
It might not, okay, as I say, it's a machlokas, but otherwise you'd have to say, if there's not really such a thing as a malach, or a little man with wings, I mean, then there shouldn't be any yisr at all. That's what you say. So if you're saying, don't make a dmut shemashai, it means, look, the way these things have been expressed in Tanakh. So if a Navi sees an image like that, what do we think it means? A two-dimensional image?
Yeah, but when a Navi talks, they express what they saw in reality, which they would then be two-dimensional, and then could be 2D or 3D.
But sometimes that's not true. I mean, sometimes
they express it in 3D.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're talking about an Adam that does this, does that. I mean, the signature of Adam. Richie, I thought that was going to invigorate you, all of that Dead Sea dirt and mud.
The angels
coming up from... Oh, losing all of that oxygen and the dissolved gases. No, they've actually done research on it. Turns out you're high when you're down there the whole time.
Well,
that explains.
Whatever the Navi, what is just talking about a malach, they're not actually physically perceiving it. It's only a vision, which is imaginary.
How could they physically perceive something that isn't physical?
When the malachim come to Avram, they haven't put themselves into physical form to be here.
That's not, of course, that's something else. That's why they sin. They're not really malachim anymore.
Who sinned?
They're Adams.
They became Ishan. Yes. They
have elements of physicality because they've put themselves into a physical image, but that's not normally the case of a Mara Nevua. Is a Mara. It's not. I mean, that's the Machlokas for Gabi Avram as well, by the way, you know. The Mefarshei HaMikra, as the Ramban screams and yells about the Ramban's Pirush and the Mara Nevua. He's mad. He says, absolutely mad. And if all things are a dream, then everything can be a dream. The Ramban. Okay, so where do we stop the dreams and end the dreams? And so why isn't it all in our heads? Okay, but that's certainly not the norm for a Mara Nevua.
And then we can't come to a conclusion yet?
No. So Abaye is now has a problem, because L'chor, if it asks, if it asks, if it asks, it's also going to ask, the Tzura Eskama, the Tzura Eslevana, and Abaye is claiming Tzura Eskama, Tzura Eslevana would be mutter. That's why Rabbi Gamliel had this in his chambers, says Abaye, even this is not going to be a problem to me, because you'll notice the common denominator. Here's a common denominator of Ofanim, Srafim, Chayot HaKodesh, Malachi HaSharet, is that these are non-physical things, in which case they are not part of our sense of Shamayim, they're part of an upper level of Shamayim. So that's called Mador HaElyon. We know there's Kabbalistically various levels of Shamayim, Shemei Shamayim, the Gemara goes in Chagiga, the names of the various levels as well. So there's Madora Elyon, things which are totally emergent, and then there's things that are B'Madora Tachton, which are physical things. So B'Madora Tachton, the Torah never asserted, but only asserted these things, B'Madora Elyon, which are E.T. And E.T. means Dafka, closer to your conception of God. Now wait a minute, says the Gemara, even this isn't true. And you see how we're peeling away now the various levels to get to the bottom Isser. Mishari, b'madora tachton, mishari v'atanya. Asher b'shamayim, now look how the Torah goes through every last thing of it. It says, Asher b'shamayim, as a shamayim we know v'yikra lohim l'rakia shamayim. So that would include anything even in the Rakia. Rakia HaShamayim would include the Chama, Levana, Kochavim, Mazalot. Then we say, Mimal. So HaShamayim, Mimal. And obviously the Shamayim is Mimal. No, because there is a Shamayim that's not Mimal in the sense that it's only Rakia. And then we have really Mimal. That would include Malachi HaSharet. So according to Abai, how could he claim that the Torah only asserts the Madora Elyon, if we see it says the Feirush, if there's a difference between Shamayim and Ma'al, one being Mador Tachton and one being Mador Elyon. Oh, says Abaya, that pasuk is talking about Avodas Kochavim. That's what it says, Lot of Dame. I mean, we're talking about manufacture, you're saying. That's what you were asking me. The Pishash wasn't Reb Gamliel was worshipping the moon. I mean, you were asking, how did he have astronomical charts, was your question. So what are you bringing me a pasuk that has to do with avoda? He tanya, ila avdam. How could that be? Says the Gemara. Ila avdam. The pasuk, if it's referring to worship, then why would there be a meaning to chama levana and malachi asharet? Afilu shil shul katan nami. Even as we said earlier, the smallest worm, if you'd worship it, would be also avoda zarah. Enochinami, says Abaye. And how do you know that? From the continued words in those pasuk. Asher b'shamayim mimal, asher b'oretz, l'rabot yamim v'naorot harim u'gvaot, mitachat, l'rabot shilshu katan, haha. So there you see that the Torah has asked, yes, absolutely, afilu shilshu katan. Does that mean that it doesn't mention the non-physical elements or the things that are not within our hands, like sun? Each one is mentioned separately. But all for that pasuk, and you yourself agree that shilshu katan is in terms of worship. So I'm saying the drush of the entire pasuk is in terms of worship, including the part about the chama levana. So what's the problem? Now we're asking, how did Rabbi Gamliel have a picture of the moon? What does that have to do with this? I'm saying there's no issur in making a picture like that. That's all. Indeed, says the Gemara, v'asiya gredata mishorin, it's mutter, you're saying, to make a picture of Tanya. How about this price? Lo ta'asun iti, lo ta'asun kidmut shemashayim meshamshim lefanai bimarom, ha, ha. Kigon chama, ulevana, kochavim umazalot. Now, you're going to have an awfully hard time getting out of this one. Because, I mean, here it says, b'feresh, the issur is asiya. And it says you can't make a picture of the Chama Levana. So how did Rabbi Gamliel make a picture of the Chama Levana, Abaye? Well, that is true. I suppose shiny Rabbi Gamliel da Chayri Masumo. He didn't. He ordered it. So he bought it off of the... Yeah, no, what's that, is it Edmund Scientific? No, what's that one that always sell all of those, It's Edmund Scientific, yeah. So he ordered it. What's the problem? By the way, there is a Shiloh. Is that so simple? Because Lemaisa, as Tussis points out, the Isser of Amir Elohim Kechavim, but something that is Osir, is an Isser of Shvut, even where it's not Nogeya Shabbos. So if that's the case, why could he order it? Yeah. So Tosis answers that maybe for a mitzvah it's not a problem. It's only for your own sorach and so on. And he brings an interesting common practice in which the shaila is, if you're doing business with guys and you needed to use the chosam And in the act of creating the chosam, he makes a picture of, you know, whatever Avodah Zarah is on the ring. So would that also be begetter including in this, because he's making the Sura, or does it have to be usher for the guy? Anyway, it's a very, very interesting shaila is over here. There's also the question of chashad. I mean, if you're going to be having this thing and holding this thing, is that the same thing as the problem? We'll see more about chashad in a moment. We're still in the middle of this thing. All these things are going to be introduced. Says the Gemara, well, wait a second. How about the famous case of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda had a ring, and that did have a picture of a human on it, or of some surah that was Aser, and other people had made it. And nonetheless, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, Samiene Vedene, listen, Sharpie, you should at least scratch out the eye or something, so that there shouldn't be a problem of having this ring. So now why isn't that a problem for Gamliel also? No, Hatam de Chotamo Bolet, Umishum Chashada, over there is a different issue. Over there, the issue was that since it was a three-dimensional tzura, it looked as if he was actually worshipping with this thing. And the Tanya, Tabat Shechotama Bolet, if you have a ring in which the picture now is meant to create a concave image, then what you're looking at is Aser, because it now is being Bolet, Mashain Kane. If it's, so you can use it, because you're making a hole, but you're not making it, but you can't leave it on your finger. So it's asur la'nicha mutar lachtomba. But if chotma shokea, then mutar la'nicha v'asur lachtomba. On the other hand, if it's the negative and it's going to create the positive, you can't create the positive, you can wear it as the negative. So that's not a problem. And he had that problem. So okay, but this is a different thing. This is chashad. Chashad? Umi chashin in l'chashada? Are we choshed for chashad? I mean, Bohabet Nishta the Shaf Yasiv ben Arda, the famous Beit HaKnesset, the Shaf Yasiv, and that was the name of a place. There's a whole mythos about this place, which Rashi brings over here also, that some say that this came actually Yechonyahu, when he came at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, actually took apart the Beit HaKnesset from Eretz Yisrael and brought it with him, together with all of the stones and the mortar and everything, and they reassembled it. So the Shaf, the Yosef, means that it was pulled apart and now rebuilt.
So it was
Nishot Kan and Nivna in Bavo. So they called it the Shaf Yosef in Arda. So the Shaf Yosef Shul, like the Churva. So that idea, they actually, the Goyim, they had brought an Andarta there, Dukmi the Andarta. And nonetheless, Avi Eile, the Abu the Shmuel, the Levi, Matzla, the Gabi, and they had an Andarta, which was a picture of a human. And the Chachamim would go in there and daven, and below Chayish Lachshada, and they weren't Choshesh, that people would be Choshesh them of worshipping this thing and then praying to it.
It was a stone relief.
We'll talk about the Andarta, and we'll talk about the whole din of three dimensions in a moment. And in any event, so apparently we're not chayish for that. Well, that's because Rabim shining. There's no chashad that a tzibur is going to be worshiping Avodah Zarah. I mean, everybody understands that if there's a Beit Knesset that has an andarta in it, then it's a political issue. And therefore, there's no chashad that people are worshiping it. Yeah, but then, wait, so now we're back to Rabbi Gamliel. So I understand. So now Rabbi Gamliel is a yachid. You said that there's a problem of chashad. So there's a problem of chashad. Why aren't, well, what right did he have these pictures up in his room if people could say that he's worshipping them?
Kivan,
the Nasi Yoshrichi Rabin Gabe. First of all, he's a Nasi. A Nasi means he doesn't have a personal life. And there's always people up there. So it's not shocking to say he is a Rabin. That's number one. Or Iboy Tema could tell you, Diprokim Havoy. Actually, his images themselves were pieces that fit together to make it. And he only put it together when he actually needed to examine the Eden. And normally people did not see this on his wall, and therefore there was no chashat. So what he did, he turned on the projector whenever people that needed to be there. I say that advisedly, by the way, because there was an actual tshuva about taking pictures or projecting images on slides that came up of the sun and the moon. And the shaila is whether, first of all, is taking a picture, an image, is that asiya, or is it nases mi'aleha? And in the projection of it, I mean, is the projecting, is that really an image that we're talking about? Or we never asered that type of thing. And there's even some that wanted to aser among the Achronim the taking of the picture and not developing it. The theory of the picture, because it's already embedded there. In any event, but over here by Rabbi Gamliel, he would only turn on the projector, so to speak, when people came on. And he'd be okay having a screensaver with the tour of the Talmud Lavan on it, right? So is that considered to be an actual creation of an image? It would be Mokam for Kashadar or not. I want to talk about all of this in a moment. And that's another possibility. That is a screensaver. So he would only turn it on when he needed to examine the witnesses. The other solution, and this is the solution that stands lahalaka here, the car that's nageya is lihitla mechain. That creating this type of things for purposes of instruction is mutter. It's only making it for yourself that's a problem. Tanya lo tilmad la'asot. So anything that has to do with instruction, and this is what Rabbi Gamliel is doing. I mean, he was teaching what surah you have to be able to see in order to be made. And the menorah down here that Barnea was asking about is kuloi l'islami. That's the whole point, not to have it, but rather to teach the tzura of the Mishkan and the tzura of the Kalim and so on.
You're making a motor czar and say this is what we're not allowed to make.
Yes. Yes. More than that, and this is very Nogea, you'll notice that he said, Sami Ene Dedei. Now, from that comes the minhag to, if you buy your kids Barbies, is to break off the poor Barbie's nose, because Sami Ene Dedei. Today. Now, there is, however, and again, this comes up already in the time of the Rishonim, is there a makom for chashad in times and places in which Avodah Zarah is simply not engaged in? Whereas chashad, something that's not, there's no gezeira of chashad here. Chashad is chashad. Now, Bishlam, if somebody made a takona, you're not allowed to have such things because maybe it'll be a chashad. Say, okay, I mean, that was the takona, so then even if there's no chashad, it stands. We don't see any remnant to such a pachron. It was in the Echashad. So there are Rishonim, and this brought many tshuvas along the Maisa, that in a place where there is no Avodah Zarah, then there certainly is no concern for Chashad whatsoever. That's number one. Actually, I shouldn't say that's number one. Number one is what Isser are we talking about when we're talking about Surat Adam? Are we talking about a Surat Adam just the face? Are we talking about Surat Adam of an entire body? Would we be talking about a Surat Adam in profile? Or a Surat Adam where we can see it? So, again, here, though there are machlokas in early on, the Psak Halacha is that the Esem, we only are knowing Isra on an entire Surat Adam. Those who are machriva on the face, on profile, nobody is really machriva on. Unless for themselves, I'm saying, but in terms of halacha, profiles are not considered to be osur, and parts of faces are not considered to be osur. But what do you do about a Barbie where you have an entire body?
But not really.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's not completely graphic.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe. Yeah. Maybe the feminine Barbies are close enough to real things. I don't know.
So can it be a problem?
No. Ken is not really there with them genitals. They do make anatomically accurate dolls, but I'm saying the David is suggesting that maybe the very fact that it's missing part of its body is sufficient. Could be. Although it's mashman, it's sort of generally that you see. Okay, I'm not sure about that. I simply don't remember. But I don't remember seeing such a thing before. I don't remember seeing it.
Certainly many statues that the Romans have made were complete.
Well, of course.
Well, what if it's closed?
No.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's the thing that you're used to is probably part of the... that's just a human usually wears clothes. It doesn't have to be anatomically. But Elizabeth's not wearing clothes, so then already it's clear that it's not human. You know, that's what he's suggesting. That there's an answer with clothes seems to be clear. But he's saying, but what? I mean, the Barbies aren't made with clothes. Right? It's clear that it's not...
Clothes are sold separately.
Of course. In any event, here the question is like this, and this is very, very nugal l'chalamaisa. There are many people, I'm sure you know, that actually deface their Barbies. No, this is not funny. This is actually commonly it's assumed, I think, in yeshiva circles, that you have to deface dolls. And then they go around defacing
dolls.
Dolls
are big in yeshiva circles.
Well, they used to be. No, seriously. I mean, this was a gradual process, you have to understand. So, basically the question is, A, is there a chashad in times where there's no avodah? But then there's an additional issue, where something is made specifically for a purpose, such as a mitzchak. And it's interesting, it comes up already over a century ago, this question. Things that are manufactured for playing with, and are clearly never in anybody's mind. A child's toy is never associated on any level with Avodas Chacham. It'd be one thing to talk about buying a work of art, which is, you know, which looks indeed like something that people, you know, at one time would have viewed as an icon. But a Barbie? I mean, it seems to be completely out of the range of anything that would have to do with Chashad. I mean, if somebody would worship, bow down to
there
a Barbie.
There are collectors.
So, well, again, that's the machlokas, whether broken on its own is built. But in terms of a tzura, breaking off a nose is sufficient. In any event, Rav Shlomo Zalman was moderate. Recent shuvas, not to have to deface it. The Ishabedad, Rav Avadi Yosef, is moderate without needing to deface it. The combination of the elements here is very, very strong, but there's no basis, not in terms of the SEA, not in terms of the purchase something to be precious, but that's causing it. I see that there's no issur in that, there's no need to deface it in any way, and that it's perfectly okay to buy and to keep such things without needing to be chayish.
How about the Avodah Zarah antiquities? What is the difference if it's one that you just collect?
I don't know. If it's real, even if it was never...
Well, once real.
And it's whole.
Let's say it's whole.
The original. Most of them aren't, though, right?
Well, I guess not. There's both.
A lot of problems.
A big shayla, I don't know.
The Islamic.
No, the Islamic is only to make it surah. In terms of not the talami masos, but not to be mena from Avodas Chacham. These aren't Avodas Chacham. These are things, pictures. No, these are works of art. They're not Avodas Chacham. You're talking about real Avodas Chacham.
You are not other than sculptures for what kind of thing.
Right, so that's what we're talking about. I mean, it's not as cool as Barbie's, but again, but it's you know, it's clear that it's made for a different reason. Visiting is not a question, but
when they throw the Barbies on the floor and you see them,
you mean so they're mevatel then? No, it shouldn't be about that. Well, those are clearly a representation of something else, right? Well, you never know with Americans.
That's not the strange piece.
Sorry, Richie.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to be a star kiss dinner today. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Ezor hein mechubadim. Now, we said, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says it depends on how choshev the kli is that it's on. What does that mean when you say mechubad? Ezor hein mechubadim, ve'ezor hein mevuzim. Amara mefubadim is lamala min amayim. Mevuzim is lamata min amayim. Simply means if it's something that you put your porridge over, then that's not meant to be kosher. If it's something that's on the outside or above the level of it, which you So okay, then that it could be the same kli. And Shmuel says, ach, anything like that is mechuzeh. We're talking about mechubad, means the kli per se is mechubad. I mean, something that you used to drink out of or eat out of can't be mechubad, even if you put it in a respectable place on that kli. When we talk about mechubadim, we're talking about things that are put on the jewelry, for instance, ala shirin, ala nizamim, ala tabaot. I mean, if you put something on your bracelets or on your rings, on your earrings, but anything that you're going to use on your table, is that called mechubad, to eat out of or drink out of? Tanya gavas in Shmuel, mechubadim means ala shirin, nizamim, ala tabaot. Muvuzim means things that you would put on your roads, kumkamim, mechamimei amayim, or on your beds, your bedspreads, ala sadinim, ala mitpachot. The Rabbi Nochanan's gear says here is matbeot. This is why would it be mitpachot be any different than sadinim? I mean, the same thing. So it must be a tohu sagirsa, and it should say matbeot. But the idea is things that you're using for very prosaic purposes. Those things are not considered to be pashash at all. Well, that would mean only those images that are us are flat, such as the sun and moon.
But it's not mechubad.
Right.